I stumbled into it, really. Living in the country and studying in town, it was a bit difficult to get a job that worked with me, so I picked it up really quickly and discovered I was really good at it and liked it, had a passion for it, so stuck with it and it's led me here.
Lucy Cooper is leading the way for women in the Tasmanian wool industry. After a few years working in the industry, she's got her wool classes certificate and is now in training to become a wool and sheep advisor with a local wool brokering firm. When she graduates, she'll become Tasmania's first female wool specialist, advising growers on how to get the best out of their flock and wool clip. Hello, I'm Larissa Smith, and I'm at a wool store near Launceston, where Lucy is grading some superfine merino fleece.
Did you come off a farm?
No, my mum's a police officer and my dad was a foreman on the council, so pretty much as far away as you could get. Yeah.
So why did you think, oh, I might like to become a wool classer or a wool specialist one day?
A lot of the people that I associate with through football work in the shearing sheds and often say how good the money is and everything like that. And at the time, that was a big drawing card for me. So through a family friend who's a contractor at Bothwell, Raymond Edwards, I just found myself suited to that environment and he gave me a turn. And yeah, I just progressed really, really well and got a lot of nearly 5 years worth of work with through him. And yeah, found myself wanting something different, but in the wool industry, something I was passionate about, so I applied here.
What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
I go through different sorts of wools that come in the door. We see every type of wool that there nearly is through here, so it's been really good because it's not just the same sort of wools that you see in certain parts of the state working in the sheds. And we go through it and class it into our lines so that it creates conforming lots that we can put through to sale on the grower's behalf. Once we've done that, we press it into bales and we call them interlock bales, and then they go in through us to the sales. It's pretty much from door to door once it comes in and goes out.
Is there a particular part of this industry that you think you'd like to specialise in?
I really, really like finals. That's what I'm passionate about and why you've stumbled across me classing some merino wool. So yeah, anything really that boosts the worth and sort of helps growers that specialise in super fine wools, but that's really what I'm passionate about, is helping growers get the best out of their product after all the hard work they put into it.
What micron would that be?
I'm thinking 16.
Yeah, great.
Hopefully up near the 15.
Yeah, okay.
Suit our 4AFM bin well, I think.
Lucy Cooper is working with the local wool brokering firm Roberts. The company is actively pursuing young recruits to help fill a critical labour shortage in the industry.
Stuart Rain, State Wool Manager for Roberts in Tasmania. So Lucy's come in as a trainee. Eventually she'll be in a role forward-facing with our clients and enabling us to succeed some of our more senior staff that in the next, I guess, few years will look to retirement. So that'll allow us to transition Lucy in there. And the wool industry probably in general isn't very particularly good at the succession process. I guess the older we get, the more experience we gather, I suppose, and the more valuable we become to our clients, and that's a fantastic thing. However, planning for the future is vitally important for any business, and now that I'm on board, I'm absolutely committed to looking to the future and to ensuring that both our clients and the wool industry here in Tasmania has the right people into the future to support them.
And there's not too many wool specialists that are women in Tassie.
No, once Lucy's gone through her initial training and I guess continues on through the program and progresses in our business, I believe she'll be the first, which is a fantastic thing for Tasmania, as we see many women participating in the shearing industry, not only in Tasmania but nationally, and we here at Roberts and Rural Co support that wholeheartedly.
Lucy, would you like to see more women join you?
I would actually, considering it's 2018, society's becoming so inclusive, and especially in Tasmania, we really are a melting pot of different races, religions, all sorts of people. I don't think that there is this stigma of ducks on the pond anymore. Any shearing shed you go into, especially in Tasmania, I've found there's an increasing number of women, and I don't think that any women who are thinking of like putting in expressions of interest for any sort of agricultural business should be worried about that anymore. So yeah, it's becoming more of a, like Stuart said, a trend for women to, you know, progress forward. And I know after working in the shearing sheds and going around lots of different farms, there are plenty of women that don't let anything stand in their way. Just they do what they want to do, and it's really encouraging and good to see. And that gave me a lot of motivation to put my name forward for this job. And here I am.